KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed our college picks, which were in the last segment. And Jong has the totals for the colleges last week. I was 2-1. That much we know.
AJ was 2-1.
Okay.
And I was a pathetic 0-3.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll talk about the NFL in a minute because that wasn't good for anybody. But before we get to that, I just, more support for AJ. As a Brazilian-born blitzer with a white father and black and Indian indigenous Brazilian mother, I deem AJ not racist. The race judge has spoken, Brazilian Hector.
Thank you, Hector. That's Hector.
Hector. Would it be Hector?
Yeah.
So, I heard earlier the Texans are 7-0 against Miami. Do you take that into consideration when making game picks? Not
I
really.
Do not.
Because it's a different team and
the
a different
The only time I take that
staff.
Into consideration is Texans at Colts.
Yeah.
That's I'm gonna ride that pony till it bucks me off.
All right. Well, let's get to the NFL games, and we will have three picks. But before we do that, the records from the NFL last week, as we told you, were not good.
Oh, this is gonna be ugly.
Oh, are we all bad? Are we all shameful?
The one the only person that got one right was me.
Oh.
And I got one right, and everybody else was an ofer.
Oh. Yeah.
Now I want to point it out for the record that the only actual bet I made last week was Monday night, and I was 0-1 on NFL. I did not make another play.
Okay.
I hated the card last week. This week, I feel better about the NFL than I do colleges.
I did lose money on the NFL this week.
I lost a min bet on the Giants.
Okay.
But I went 7-1 on college bets. But I did not play a game last Sunday.
All right.
But we're going to play a couple this week. So let's get it going. Your Buffalo Bills -4.5 against Jacksonville in London. Probably not playing this, but I think the Bills cover that. After watching that Jags team last week, that is just a terrible football team. Bills bounce back. I think they win. I think they cover.
It won't be a play for me, but if I were playing, I'd play Jacksonville plus the points until E.J. Manuel is not the quarterback of the football team anymore.
Man, that Jaguar team is so bad, though. You saw what the Texans did to
E.J. Manuel is a bad football player.
He's not that much worse than Brian Hoyer.
Don't know.
Anyway.
Don't know.
Browns.
That's not racist.
It's a little racist. I don't think you like, don't think.
Because Tyrod Taylor is black, and I would much prefer him to be the black quarterback in Buffalo than E.J. Manuel. Can we agree on that?
Well, it's your statement. I don't think we need to agree on it. Browns +6.5 at the Rams. I never know what Rams team is going to show up. I like the way the Browns are playing right now and getting 6.5, but I think the Rams at home, I think you see good Rams this week, and I think they will cover the 6.5.
I'm going to disagree again. I'll be on Browns, and that's probably a play for me. I'd like to get it to 7. May buy a half point to get it there. No Chris Long for the Rams, which, he's arguably their best player on defense. I do think the Browns are better than normal Browns.
They are, and they've been playing teams very well, but when the Rams play well at home, they beat anybody.
Like, if you told me, break the AFC into the top 8 and the bottom 8, I think the Browns might be top 8.
Oof.
I mean, that's crazy to think.
No, I think that gets back to the point of how bad the competition is right now. Steelers at Kansas City. Steelers getting 3. And Roethlisberger questionable. I would not be shocked to see Ben Roethlisberger play this week. Steelers getting 3 against a Chiefs team that's basically quit. I'll take the Steelers.
Again, boy, we're in severe disagreement this week. I think.
Well, you were 0-3 last week, so.
So were you.
So?
this week, I don't expect Ben Roethlisberger to play.
Even if he doesn't, they're better than the Chiefs.
If he does, no, they're not better than the Chiefs if he doesn't. Well, I mean, maybe they are, but they're not much better than the Chiefs. I think they're getting
3 points.
Landry Jones that we saw last week, you're not going to see that again. I won't be a play for me, but I don't like the Pittsburgh Steelers until Ben Roethlisberger's back. Michael Vick and Landry Jones, these are not guys. You could see with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown, his numbers are non-existent since Ben left. Their offense is not the same dynamic offense. Le'Veon Bell's not the same player without Ben. And defensively, they're so-so. I mean, the Chiefs aren't great, but I can't bet the Steelers in this spot.
And they're still 4-2 in winning games without Ben.
They are.
So, and I would not be shocked to see him show up. And if I'm getting my three now and think they can win anyway.
I don't think he'll show
up. I'll even take the 110 money line on that.
All right.
Your Texans plus 4.5 at Miami. I have no opinion on this game because I don't know if we're going to see the Dolphins we saw all year or if we're going to see the Dolphins that showed up for 1 week. If it's that team, Dolphins cover easy. If it's the Dolphins that we saw in the first few games.
I mean, the new coach is obviously making a difference. The thing about the Dolphins I still don't like. And, boy, you know what? This is what happens to me. I start to say, okay, you know, I let you guys influence me, not just you and Jong, but I let the people influence me sometimes, and I should never let that happen. I need to be the most stubborn guy because I'll say a guy sucks, he sucks, he sucks. And then he starts, like, people are like, oh, he doesn't suck, he's getting better. And then I'll say, oh, maybe he is getting better. Like Russell Wilson. And now I watch him, I'm like, meh. Ryan Tannehill, I did the same thing. I said that guy was a bum from the beginning. And then everybody's like, oh, he's getting better, he's getting better. And I'm like, coming into the season, maybe he is getting better. That guy's trash. He's no good. The Dolphins, if Lamar Miller continues to be the Lamar Miller we saw last week, the Texans can't win this game. I don't know if that's the case. It's a no play for me. If I had to make a play, I'd probably take the Texans.
Jets and Patriots. Jets getting 7.5.
Are you going to completely avoid that altogether?
I have no interest in betting that game.
I know, but when we run through and make all the play, like we say, we're not going to play that game. But
okay, I'm not going to play that game.
But give an opinion on what you think would happen.
I already did. I said it depends on what Dolphins team shows up.
Is this fair or not, Jong?
No, I said that before you went on your rant.
But did you say Texans plus 4.5 or Miami minus 4.5?
I said it's not a play for me. I'm not betting it. Well, okay. If you stuck a gun to my head, I would take the Dolphins, if that's what
that's
you want
all
to hear.
I was at, yeah, because but you no. said you said Buffalo-Jacksonville wasn't a play, but you like Buffalo.
Well, I would take Buffalo. In this case, if I were betting, which I'm not, and I have no interest in betting this game, I would take the Dolphins minus 4.5, okay. Just gambling that last week's team showed up, not the prior team.
Okay.
Jets-Patriots, another one I don't really like from a betting perspective. I like outside of a touchdown, the Jets is the direction I would lean there.
This is so difficult for me because everything that you know, numbers would tell you is that the Jets are a play here. Jets plus 9 it should be.
Well, it's 7.5 now. It's come down. It's still outside a touchdown, though. So I still
have it at 9 on 5 dimes.
I'm looking at Bovada and I'm looking at another site I use. They're both 7.5.
Okay.
I'll still take the Jets.
It should be the Jets should be an instant play for me, but it's the same thing I say about playing against or betting against Green Bay at home. And betting against Seattle at home, I'm just not in the business of doing that. And I'm not in the business of betting against New England at home. If by some miracle it got to 10, if it's going down on your sites, I'm guessing it's not going that direction.
No, it's not going that direction.
I'd be interested in the Jets. But other than that, I can't bet against the Pats. If I had to make a play, it'd be the Jets. But I'm not betting against.
I think
New
if
England
you ever were going to bet against them at home, this would be the time. Jets playing really well on defense, especially. Patriots coming off a very high intensity game. Sooner or later, they're going to have a little bit of a letdown. Might be here. I think they still win 28-21. But you cover the spread.
Right.
So I would take the Jets if I were playing here. Vikings minus 1.5 at Detroit. That's a hold-your-nose kind of game for me. I think the Vikings are better. But at Detroit, I'll still take the Vikings, but it's another one I'm not touching.
This is one I'm pretty interested to talk to our guy RJ about. But, you know, the Lions looked like maybe a new team. And the Vikings, I mean... You talk about the Vikings offensively aren't very good, especially passing the ball. They don't pass at all. And if you let the Lions be a one-dimensional defense, maybe it goes their way. Yeah. But the Vikings have been very good defensively. This is tough, man. I'm going to say I'd probably probably lean Vikings, but I this is one I definitely want to talk to RJ about.
All right, this one I absolutely love, the Falcons minus 6 at Tennessee, inside a touchdown. I know the Falcons lost to the Saints, and the Saints played their best game of the year, but the Titans are an absolute trash heap. The Falcons have had a little extra time off now. I think they come out, and the Titans' defense can't stop anybody. The Falcons are going to do to them what they did to the Texans. This game's going to be ugly. I will gladly give 6 points and take the Falcons, and this is an actual play for me and maybe my biggest NFL play of the year.
I agree. I think the Falcons bounce back after last week's bad performance. I usually am not particularly interested in the Falcons on the road, but no Mariota, and not that I think Mariota is great,
no,
but he's better than Mariota, or he's better than Mettenberger.
Yeah.
I just don't really see a way for – and I don't know how they're going to defend Julio Jones. Julio Jones has kind of been jammed up the last several weeks. I don't see anybody in that Titans secondary who's going to slow him down. I'm with you. I think Falcons win this one going away, and that's one of my 3 plays for the week too, John.
Boy, Buccaneers plus 3 at Washington. I think that number is perfect considering you've got 2 of the worst quarterbacks in the history of football playing each other. I guess I'd take the Redskins, but God, I would never bet on a game where I'm depending on Kirk Cousins for anything.
Yeah, I would take the Bucs here. That might be a play for me, plus 3. Winston looks like maybe he's starting to figure things out a little bit, and if that's the case, you know, that team could be good. I mean, they've got some real talent on that offensive side with Mike Evans, and Doug Martin's been pretty decent. I'll go Bucs plus 3, just assuming that they've got something figured out, and Washington is, as usual, a total train wreck.
They are, but you know what? That they actually, if Cousins wasn't turning the ball over so much, they're not a bad team.
No.
That's the thing. That's why I'd probably go that way, but that's not for me. Here's one that is for me. Saints plus 4 at Indy. I'm leaning towards taking the Saints plus 4. I'm definitely taking the over 52 in this game.
Okay.
And that is an actual play for me. I'll see about the spread, but I would take the Saints in the plus 4. I don't think the Colts are that good. I know the Saints aren't good either, but the Saints can score, and I think they'll put up some points, just like I think Indy will put up some points. I think it's going to wind up being a close game. I think the Colts will win it something like 30-27, but I'm getting 4 points, so I'll take the Saints.
I would have expected this to be a touchdown or more line.
You're still thinking of the Colts as last year's
Colts,
man.
No, I'm not.
They're not that good.
I'm not thinking of that at all, but would you not agree that the Colts looked a lot better last week than they have?
Yeah, and played their best game of the season, but they also, I mean, how do you not get up for the Patriots?
So the Colts in their last 4 games, 3 wins and a 7-point loss to the Patriots.
Yeah, look at the wins.
They're not as junky as you think
they are. Look at the 3 wins. Home win against Jacksonville, a win over the Texans. Come on.
The Saints are in that group.
They are in that group, but that... They beat Jacksonville by 3 at home, a game they should have lost.
All right. I'll
quit trying to sell me on the Colts. They're not any good.
You don't have to buy, but that's one of my plays is Colts minus 4.
All right. I think you'll be losing your money on that one.
That's all right.
All right. We'll blast through these others. Raiders plus 3.5 at San Diego. I think I'd lead Charger here. Don't like it outside the 3, but I think I'd lean Charger in that one.
I lean the same way. I like the Chargers. I really hope Antonio Gates plays because the Raiders have been laying down on their backs and spreading their legs for opposing tight ends. And if Antonio Gates plays, that could be a big day for him. But the Chargers have an interesting pass attack that's very multifaceted, and I think that's going to give the Raiders trouble.
Cowboys plus 3.5 at the Giants. And as bad as the Giants were the other night, I can't bet Dallas with any confidence until Tony Romo gets back. Even if Dez Bryant's back, I would lean Giant there.
I kind of feel the same way.
Eagles plus 3 at Carolina. I don't think the Eagles are back. Carolina's one of those teams, they just don't impress me, but they win. I might actually lean Eagle to cover here, but I have no interest in that game.
Where Carolina does impress me is defensively, especially in the secondary. And the Eagles aren't – I don't think the Eagles are going to be able to throw. Jordan Matthews, I talked about him with Christopher Harris, has just been a mess. He can't hold on to the football, and he was supposed to be one of their big weapons. I like Carolina minus 3.
And I love the Cardinals minus 8 at home against the Ravens. I think they bounce back with a big effort here. That's a tough place to play on Monday night, and that's one of my plays this week.
I like Arizona as well. And one of my plays, I would take minus 9 or 8. I'll also go over 48. That's my third official play, John.
So my 3 plays are Falcons minus 6, the over in Saints Colts and Cardinals minus 8. And I am actually betting all three of those this week.
Okay.
So there you go.
We're on the same three games.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Maybe we'll be right. Jong, yours?
Well, I had the Cardinals, but I'll pick some other ones. I'll take the Vikings, the Lions, minus the under, minus 44.5, or not minus. My 44.5 is the number I saw. I don't think the...
Yeah, 44.5 is correct.
The Lions' offense has been horrible this
They're
year.
Bad.
And let's see. I'm going to take the Bucks plus 3.5. And the Redskins historically are horrible as favorites, 53-84-3. And I'm going to take... I don't think the Eagles are that good. And I think the Carolina Panthers are going to turn the Eagles over a lot. I'm going to take the Panthers minus 3.
All right. There you go. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hipster Serpico says she's with me about Indy. You were clearly wrong. And she's hot, so there you go.
She's with you about Indy?
Yeah. Actually, I don't
Who
trust,
said that?
Hipster Serpico on Twitter.
She doesn't know anything.
I was saying, I don't trust either one of those teams enough to bet. I don't think there's much difference between them. And that's why I might take the Saints plus 4, but I'm more interested in the over, and I've already put too much in that to make another bet anyway. But that's actually three plays that I like this week. So we'll be betting three games in the NFL. Unless RJ talked, well, I've already bet him, so RJ
it's
can't
too
talk.
Late.
Yeah, I've already made all three of those bets, theoretically.
But he can make you feel regret and remorse.
Yeah, although most of the time when he talks me off of something, there's been a couple of times where it's saved me some money. Most of the time, I was probably going to be okay anyway. But we'll see. We'll talk to him next. Jong, you in there drinking that beer?
Yes, sir. I love my IPAs.
You like it?
Yep.
Did you drink that other IPA I gave you?
Oh, no, not yet.
Oh, John, what are you waiting on?
I was reeling last week, man.
All right.
Dude, come on. You can do better than that. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, be happy to take your phone calls. Quick mention of the baseball. You'll have Jays and Royals on our station tonight right after the show. And we talked about it yesterday, but the gambling book is officially out. It is only an audiobook. I keep getting asked that. Is it going to be in print? It is only an audiobook. It's available at podcastarena.com.
Because it would take too long to type.
Well, eventually we might do a print version, but frankly, this is kind of a new business that we're starting here to do all audio. And okay. That's original audio content. So that's what we're going to focus on for a while. So if you're one of those people who's going to wait for it to be in print, you might be waiting a long time. Because we're going to see how this goes, but I've got a lot of really cool projects in the works, and this is the first one. And people seem to be liking it. I've been hearing good things from folks about it so far. So they said you sound like you know what you're doing, AJ, which is a good thing, even if you like indie. It's all good.
That's good.
But yeah, it's all available on podcastarena.com. It's only $12.99. It's about 3 hours of content, and very proud of it. And like I said, first of many things we're going to be doing.
I did a lot of it topless also, if that helps sell any copies.
Yeah, Michael Carroll's got pictures of that too.
Yep.
You could tweet that out. But
no, he signed a privacy agreement.
Oh, well. Latest injury update says Roethlisberger still questionable. All signs are pointing towards Landry Jones. But the Roethlisberger might play. Texans, Kareem Jackson out. Bernardrick McKinney, Cecil Shorts both out. Clowney questionable. I wouldn't count on seeing him.
No.
And here's the real injury, the bad one for the Texans. Bryce McCain is doubtful for the Dolphins.
It would have been nice to have him out there.
Yes, that's a guy you want to see out there because then you just keep throwing right at him, just like teams did when he was here. But, oh, well.
Yeah, I don't even remember the last time where obviously the Texans haven't been good all year, but, like, there's been, I'd like to see how the Texans stack up against this team, namely Jacksonville. this week, it's going to be difficult for me to even bring myself to watch it. I mean,
I will, but it's honestly, I kind of have a feeling this is the one where if they get blown out, then it's going to be, we're going to be just like it was in the 2-14 season.
Yeah.
And it could happen. If they win, then I still can't get too excited because it's just the Dolphins, and then they'll beat the Titans and get the 4-4, and everybody's going to be all, oh, look, they're back. No, they're not. They're just beating up on teams that are just as bad as they are. Tim says, me, so are you a blitzer now? Wife, yes, but I don't know if I'll watch alone. Watch? Not sure she gets it yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's all right. She'll come around, Tim. And Music Genius, longtime listener and blitzer. Can I get a shout-out?
Shout.
You've been shouted.
Shout.
Yeah. He's got a It's Your Turn to Cook, Gourmet Cooking for the Everyday Man. That's his book, apparently. Nice.
All right,
we're going to take a quick break. Lamont says, trust me, someone will scribe your book in a month. At some point, I'll probably hire somebody to basically go and type what we said and make a book out of it, but it's not going to be anytime soon. We're going to stick with audio for a while. We'll see how it works. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
ESPN 97.5.
If there's a bus, and we are back on the Blitz. Well, a lot of people want us to put this audiobook in print. It would cost way too much money to do that. We wanted to keep it cheap. Mentioned prominently throughout, though, is our favorite guest, founder of pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. RJ Bell, I like to call him America's gambling guru. What's going on, Mr. Bell?
So what's this audiobook?
We did an audiobook on an introduction to sports betting with our kind of approach to it. So it's now available at people seem to be liking it. But
awesome. Well, do me a favor. Tweet me or send me the link, and I'll tweet it out.
I will. And there are several points where I mentioned pregame.com, and we mentioned some of the things you've said on the show. So
Awesome. Now, I was just thinking, though, about our segment. We got Stairway now as the music for the segment. So really, the implication is the way to get to heaven is one winning NFL bet at a time.
Absolutely.
It's like a stairway. Each step. Every time you cash a ticket.
So Fred and I have been arguing all day. We normally we tend to have a lot of agreement on our cards, but we have very little agreement today. And the biggest source of disagreement comes on the Colts Saints game. And I need you to be the tiebreaker for us. I say the Colts are a little bit, at -4, they're almost undervalued, and I think the Saints are being a little bit overrated here. What says RJ?
I got to tell you, I would make the case in the last 3 years, I've probably bet the Colts once, maybe, if at all, because I just think Andrew Luck has this team, historically has had this team with a premium, and that's made where there hasn't really been value betting on them. This week is different in a shocking way, to be honest. If you look at our Vegas power rankings, Steve Fezzik, the only guy that won the Super Contest twice, he did it back-to-back, but no one's ever even won it twice. Guy's one of the best NFL guys out there. He does the power rankings, 1 to 32 of all the NFL teams. We put him up at pregame.com every Wednesday, and he puts a number on each team, plus or minus an average NFL team. So if you're average, you have a 0. The Patriots have like a plus 10. Jacksonville has like a minus 8. And you can just do the simple math with home field being 3. What is the starting point of the spread? It's not like the law, because you've got situational factors. You've got injuries. You've got all kind of things. But it's a starting point. If you do the math, with the power rankings, the Colts should be favored by 7.5 in this game. I don't think I've seen this big of a difference in years from his power rankings with an opening number, at least when there wasn't a good reason. And I know Andrew Luck was less than 100% last week, but it's another week, and Breeze was less than 100%. He's beat up. So I'm not sure if that's the answer. And then you say, okay, what about trends or whatever? The trends all point to the Colts. Against teams with a losing record, they beat them up. Colts are 19-4 against the spread. Colts after a loss, 17-3 against the spread. So to me, the idea that the Colts are only 4 at home is almost saying these are even teams. And I think that's crazy. And I think it's a backlash because, quite frankly, the Colts haven't looked good this year. People are overreacting. And I think the value's on the Indy side.
My real bet's the over in that game. I want to clarify that. I just told him I'm not crazy about the Colts there for a lot of reasons. And I would point out, great stat. Yeah, 17-3 following a loss. What's their record in their last two?
0-2. That's true. Okay. By the way, the total in that game, as you know, I'm sure, is 52.
Yeah.
So combined points, you like the over. Wow. With the quarterbacks being question marks, that scares me.
Well, but look at those defenses.
Yeah.
And especially the Colts. You mentioned their yardage differential. Saints have the worst defense in the league.
Adams is out for the Colts, too, at safety. Yeah. They're both those teams are a mess on defense for sure.
No, I agree with you there for sure. And it's not like Colts can be one of my biggest bets of the year, and we can actually segue to one of my biggest bets of the year if you'd like.
Yes,
because I love a game, but I certainly do consider the Colts to be the right side in the game. I love, though, love Kansas City. Opened up, now it's 2.5. Grab it below a field goal. This is a perfect storm.
Pittsburgh's overhyped right now, or overvalued, am I right?
Big time. I mean, if you look at their yardage differential, and that's a great way. There's other ways. Yards per play is another way. But you can get the stats and dig in. Pittsburgh is number 22 in the league in yardage differential. They've been outgained by 161 yards. That implies they're a below-average team. And now they've got Landry Jones, the guy who played amazingly well in the second half of that game, 8-for-12, 168 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Here's what I'm going to tell you as a Steeler fan. And we talk about this all the time, is if you're a fan and you can be objective, it's a huge advantage because you follow the team. I've watched quarter after quarter of Landry Jones in the preseason. He's never played in the regular season before last week. 3 years now he's been in the league. He might be the worst quarterback on any roster in the NFL. I'm serious. He is certainly going to be the worst quarterback to take a snap this week. Does that mean he can't have a good game? No, because obviously he's a pedigreed guy, fourth-round draft choice. What I'm telling you is don't be fooled by last year, and I think that's a chunk of the value. I think Kansas City has a bad record, but they're not a bad team. Pittsburgh is not a good road team. They got Cincinnati next week, and here's a stat. Now, they're not favored now. They were small favorites earlier in the week at some of the books that had the number up because there was a chance Big Ben was going to play. But they've had trouble, Pittsburgh, when they have Cincinnati the next week. And there's a stat when they're favored, they're really bad. So I think you add it all up. KC, less than a field goal, really good bet. Now, remember, real quick, sorry to monologue, even the picks I make my biggest bets on, they're going to lose far more than 40% of the time. Professional bettors win 55%. If they really like a game, maybe it's 56, 56.5. Don't ever think anything else. If anyone tells you anything else, you know right away they're trying to deceive you.
Yeah, I've been on Kansas City a lot this year, and they have just consistently let me down, which is one of the reasons why I'm not as crazy about it. But it's
why the value's there.
I know. I know.
Because they've been bet. You're right. You've been on the sharp side. I mean, Kansas City, this has been 3 weeks ago. They were 5-point underdogs at Green Bay. Think about that. The second-best team in the league, maybe the best home field, and Kansas City was a 5-point underdog at one point during that week. Talk about the pros respecting the heck out of this team. Now, I know they've lost that game and they've lost since, but all of that lost money is why people are gun shy to play on Kansas City now, and that's why there's value.
Miami and Houston is obviously a tough one to deal with because you've got a new coach coming in, and things have changed a lot in the last week or two in Miami. And Houston finally coming off of a win. It hasn't happened much around here. But what do you see with that game and the number being 4, 4.5?
You know, Houston has the fifth best yardage differential in the NFL.
That doesn't surprise me, but remember also that they've been playing against prevent defenses late in games and have been blown out in most of the games that they've been in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, over the short term, there can be aberrations like that for sure. This, what I find fascinating, and we talk about this probably once a week, is if you look at the early line on this game, which was before last week's games. So at that point a week ago, Miami was 1.5, home favorite. Now they're 4. So to me, now obviously Houston looked good last week. So this is all based on one game under Dan Campbell, the new coach. And it was an impressive game. I mean, first 4 games of the season under Philbin, and then they had the bye. Dolphins had 1 sack in 4 games. One game under Campbell, 6 sacks. And the guys that watch the All-22 that I talk to, and they get into that player level, they say that the scheme change on the defensive side is really going to benefit the D-line, and we saw that last week. So it wasn't just kind of random they played one good game. It feels like that there's some cultural changes. It feels like there's some scheme changes. So I think the line move is justified, but I'm always scared when you see one game moving the line that much. And here's one reason I would lean towards Houston. The Dolphins' home field is just way below average. As a home favorite, last decade or so, 12-40 against the spread. Now, you might say, oh, what does 2004 mean to today? And sometimes that's true. It's always a balance with trends between having a bigger sample size and then losing pertinence. As you go further back, it becomes less relevant. I do believe with stadiums especially, there can be institutional realities of this is a certain stadium with certain weather, with a certain fan base, and you can see a team do, you know, underperform or overperform over many, many, many years, even with different players. And I would say 12-40 starts to make you think that's the case with Miami.
Last one before we let you out of here. I am a believer that the Jets are a good football team. And normally when I, you know, sit down with my card for the week and I see a good football team getting 9 points, that's an instant circle for me, but I can't bring myself to bet against the Patriots at home. What do the wise guys think about that Jets-Patriots game, and is New York a play?
Because you can't bring yourself to bet them is why they're such a good play.
No, why I can't bet against the Patriots.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's the point, is it's so hard to do it. And we always say, you know, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like catechism or something back in religious training, is if it's hard to do, it's probably the right thing to do. Well, with Vegas, that certainly is the case, because you're right. The Pats are the best team in the league. Everyone thinks it. The media, the fans, and Vegas. I mean, it's not even close. Green Bay second, but it's not even close. Brady last 4 games, over 350 yards a game. Over those games, 10 touchdowns, 1 interception. But here's the thing. All of that is priced into the number. Now you look at the Jets, much better than people expected, but really even more so than the scoreboard indicates. If you dig into the stats, the Jets have the very best yardage differential in the NFL. We talked about how important that is. The best defense by yards and the fewest points allowed. The best rushing offense. And don't forget, Pats had that revenge game last week. And that was such a big game. And you can't be up for every game. They just played at Dallas. I mean, at some point it's going to be, yeah, let's just get by this one, especially when you're over a touchdown favorite. And I think the Jets are a team that's looking to make a statement, to step on onto the national stage as one of the better teams with their new coach. I think the Jets are probably the second best bet on the card this week.
All right, that's RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. And if you haven't checked out the website, please do, man. There's all kinds of great stuff on there. And make sure you follow him on Twitter. RJ, appreciate the time as always. Pure genius, just like you always bring.
Well, listen, this is the one segment that we get to do a deep dive, so I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All righty. Not Coach O'Brien said, I'm not worried about getting blown up. It'll be an afterthought when we're 0-0 on Monday.
That's right, Coach.
Well played. Well played.
How many fake O'Brien accounts are there?
Well, there's that one. There's Bill Fobrian, who tweets the show a lot. I don't know how many there are, but they're more entertaining than the real Bill O'Brien. I'll give him that. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your stairway lies on
the whispering wind. The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Cowboys Giants NFL 3:30 Sunday, presented by All American Berryman Products on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. Join AJ Hoffman Saturday for College Game Day Party, presented by Coors Light at Luke's Ice House.
I'll be there.
Our feature game of the day is A&M versus Ole Miss. Meet AJ on the deck at 6 for the kickoff. Catch a cold silver bullet and register to win tickets to see Texas take on Kansas State with a free night stay at Red Roof Inn. Courtesy of ESPN 97.5 and Coors Light. If it's not raining, I will Uber it over there and have a drink with you.
Don't get
nice.
Stuck over there.
Yeah.
I want to see what the weather's like. If the weather's good, though.
I want you to die.
Oh, no. But it's, as long as I can Uber, I'm fine. But okay. I'll do next week's.
Okay.
Since you asked me. But can I – a couple people asking, what do you think of Toronto minus 133 tonight? I think the value's in the Royals. I really do. If you're going to bet that game.
Well, look back to David Price's last playoff victory. And
that happened,
keep looking.
It happened in the history of never.
No, keep looking.
And
it happened in the College World Series when he was at Vanderbilt.
But, no, really, honestly, I think that's – I think if you're playing it, and I would never encourage playing baseball unless you're just a true degenerate and you want to bet something. But I think plus 120 on the Royals tonight is – there's great value in that.
I think so, too.
I mean, that I think they probably wrap it up tonight. And if you know, I know the Blue Jays are really good with their back to the wall, but David Price, if they pull him after six innings, if he pitches like he did the first game of the series and they pull him after six innings, Blue Jays have a chance.
Yeah.
But other than that, now, Texter, who I think is kind of trying to be a dick, but maybe not. It's just the tone of his text, so I'm going to respond to it because we're talking about the audiobook. It says, need to put it in print. Right now you're just selling a three-hour podcast, not an audiobook. Well, absolutely it's an audiobook, and here's why. Because it's scripted. The whole thing is written out. A podcast is not. There's a very big difference. And the other thing
and
is...
it's not like Fred and I talking back and forth.
No, no. A podcast is like
everything,
our show.
Everything was written and read into a microphone.
Right.
So, in fact, it is an audiobook.
And you might want to get with the future here because if we did it as a print product, we'd have to charge you $30 for it. And to me, that's
I would
ridiculous.
Get a free copy, though, right?
Well, yeah, you would get a free copy. Well, you both got free copies of my horse racing book. That's
true.
Why I was $29.95. The overhead to produce something in print is ridiculous. Because we can do it here.
That's why it goes for $700 on Amazon.
I'm telling you. That's crazy.
Used.
But that's why we can do it for $12.99, man. Anybody can afford that. It's good for you guys. And that's the point. And yes, these are original audiobooks. They're not stuff where traditionally we're changing the game here, man. Traditionally, audiobooks are somebody reads Tom Clancy's novel and you spend $50 on it. No, we're creating original stuff and doing them as audiobooks. That's the plan. And hopefully you guys will ride along with it because I think it's a pretty cool idea. At least. By the way, John, who's the new traffic girl?
Alicia something. She's filling in for Tiffany Terrell.
Oh, she's just filling
maybe,
in?
I thought maybe there was
a
change.
No change.
Personnel change, no.
Yeah.
That's too bad. I shouldn't say that. But
if you're around 45. This is a good question from 281. Do you guys tend to shy away from betting on teams you're emotionally connected with? For instance, Fred, are you down on UH this week? The danger with that is... you follow those teams closer than you do everybody else, so you know more about them. But to me, if I have an emotional investment, then I tend to just stay away from them because it does cloud my judgment. As much as I try to pull back and say, wait a minute, let me look at this way, I either undervalue them or overvalue them, unless there's a specific situation. To be honest with you, I know UCF is winless. I could never give 22 points to that team,
yeah,
at Orlando. And you know, last week I thought Tulane might cover. Well, I was wrong. So it goes both ways. That's why I tend to stay away from UH. So
And I don't really get emotionally invested in teams, so the question doesn't really apply to me.
Mm.
They all are a bunch of numbers to me.
Yeah. Well, and that's
what I mean, that's true in a way. Would I love to see Buffalo win a Super Bowl someday? Sure. But do I get upset when they lose? Not in the least, especially if I predicted them to lose.
Boy,
I'm cold-hearted like that, Fred.
And that's a good thing.
It is. Sometimes.
But I love when I try to explain things to people and they just don't get it. We have so many smart listeners, and then we have these few texters that are just so dumb that I really feel sorry for you. I don't know how you guys drive your cars. I don't know how you operate the phone by yourself sometimes. I think your mom probably has to put your name on your underwear. Please stop texting the show. Please. It makes me feel sad for humanity. It really does. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.